Father, we just praise you this morning. We offer you praise and thanksgiving, for you alone are worthy to be praised. We thank you for gathering us together once again in your name to worship and to praise and to fellowship with one another. Father, we're so thankful for your body in this earth today that we can come to and relate to and worship with those who are of like mind, who you've called out to be a part of what you're doing in this day. Father, you're just so worthy to be praised. We just love you, Father, because we know that we are in your hand and that you're doing a mighty work in each of our lives. And we bless you this morning. Amen. Spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is expanding our consciousness, or God consciousness. The word says to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are being changed from glory to glory. And the thought that came to my mind were the clay in the potter's hand. And you know, one time God told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. And he watched him make the vessel. And he crushed it. And he made it anew and made it fresh. And if the clay is not pliable in the potter's hands, many times the potter will just put it on the shelf until later and then go and put some water with it and knead it and get it soft again. The clay has no say-so in what it's made into or the vessel it's made into. But God has a people in the earth in this hour that he has called out of the many realms of religion that are in this earth and has placed his hand upon that group of people or that body of Christ to grow it up in the spirit, in the truth, and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spiritual growth. You know, we come to God as a baby. We are awakening to our spirituality and to the reality of who we are. And of course, the church calls that salvation. And whatever you want to call it, but it is a birthing into the family of God and becoming God consciousness. And as that child, we move and act and talk as a child. But you know, there comes a day when 1 Corinthians says we put away those childish things. And you know, thinking about love, that is, to me, one of the greatest messages of the Word of God. Because, first of all, we see that God is love. And He is one that created everything that we see. And everything that was created for Him. And without Him, there was nothing created that was created. And He lowered man into vanity, according to Romans 8:29. Not willingly, we were not willing to be lowered in this dimension of time. But the Old Testament tells us he lowered us into the olamis, or into the ages, to be exercised by them. And boy, does he know how to exercise us. You know. But as Romans says, we come out from God. We're processed through God and we turn to God. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that his hand has just so lovingly been placed upon humanity that men's eyes have been so blinded in their mind and in their concept of God, that their eyes and their minds have been so blinded that they cannot see the great love of the Creator that He has for all humanity. And that's why we grow. Many people, I've known people in the church that's been a member of the church for all of their lives, and they still have not grown in the concept of love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy and peace and so forth, you know. And those things are the only, that fruit is the only fruit that can be produced by the Spirit. Man can act religious. Man can go to church and put on his cloak of righteousness and go through the form and the fashion of acting religious. Man can fake speaking in tongues. Man can fake preaching or teaching. But you know, there's one thing that this human being cannot fake, and that is unconditional love. The real you will come out. Isn't that interesting? The real you will come out. In a moment when you let your guard down, or in a moment when you're not thinking, the real you will come out. But when God works that unconditional love in us, that we began to see creation as He sees creation, through His eyes, that it doesn't matter how far down in the gutter they may be of sin, He still loves them, and the seed of the Christ is still in them. And one day that seed will be watered, and they will awaken from their slumber and their sleep into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. So that as we grow in Him, we come to the place where there is no condemnation of one another, and there is no judgment of one another. That we love unconditionally. We know that the Bible says the wages of sin is death. We know that the Bible says that he that soweth to the flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption. But we also know that in the ending of all, that God is going to gather everyone back into Himself, that He may be all and in all. And it's as we grow that we take on the divine nature of our Father. The Word says that we behold Him, and as we behold Him, we are changed into the same image. The Bible says that we are created in the image of God. And God is a spirit. And so as we behold Him, we are being created or changed into that same image. Actually, what we're doing, we're taking on the form of who we were before we came here. Because we were spiritual beings. You know, it's a coming out from God. It's a processing through God. And it is a returning back into God. That His hand has led us every step of the way. And that the group of people, or the people in the earth in this hour, that are those that have seen the things that we have seen, that have seen the reality that God loves everyone, that God's going to redeem all, that God's going to restore this creation. Those that have seen that, God has placed in each one of us the ability to be the clay in the Master's hand. I know there's times that we don't feel yielded. And there's times that God has to take that lump of clay that we are and mold it and crush it and knead it. And we want to holler and scream, God, why is this going on in our lives? But God's molding vessels. God's molding vessels that are like unto Himself. That He is going to take the veil off and show into creation. Show creation His mighty work. So we become yielded in the Master's hand. The fire is not pleasant. The trials are not pleasant. The realities of this dimension of time are not pleasant. Many times we have joyous occasions, but we know that there's bumps in the road. There's places where the fire gets hotter. Because God has the thermostat in His hand. And the all-knowing God knows exactly what it's going to take to bring this lump of clay, or actually it's a lump of gold that He's molding, into the place where that when He looks into your face or into my face, He will see Himself. That's what He's doing in this hour. Is bringing us to a place where that He can see Himself in us. As He is, so are we in this earth. He is a spiritual being, so are we a spiritual being. His awakening in us that is bringing spiritual growth and spiritual consciousness, even into this dimension of time. And I've said it many times before that eternity dwells within us. Even though we're here in this time, you know, that's a mystery that I don't understand at all. But that eternity dwells within us. God, in all of His fullness, is within us. The answers that are leading us into the direction of unveiling is within us. The word of revelation that God is speaking to us in this hour, that He's unfolding within us, is bringing us to that place. In Ephesians, He tells that He has set ministers or gifts in the body of Christ. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. In the 11th verse, He gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And the reason that these ministries were put in the body of Christ were not to be exalted or put on a pedestal or for their own benefit or to have fame and fortune. But the reason God placed these ministries in the body of Christ was for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. See, there's a progression. Perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, and the edifying of the body of Christ. In fact, the minister is placed as a guide to lead us and to help us to grow up. And in verse 13, it tells us that this is an until ministry. Because it's until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We are to grow up until we become to the place of the fullness of Christ. Christ is being birthed within us. In other words, God is birthing another son in this hour. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came into this earth. He was born of a virgin, took on the form of man and identified with man. But now the Son that is being birthed in this hour is not being birthed of a woman in the natural sense. But this Son is being birthed into the spiritual realm, taking on the same body, the resurrected body that Jesus Christ had. And in verse 14, it says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro. Hebrews tells us that when we should have been teachers, that we still have need to be teaching, still desiring the sincere milk of the Word. And that's where many are today. They're sitting back in their pews this morning, and what are they? They are just hearing the salvation message, or just a part of it. But he said that we henceforth be no more children that are tossed to and fro, carried about by the siege of men and by the cunning, by every wind of doctrine, by the siege of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. You see, growing up to the place where that we are no longer tossed to and fro in this world by the teachings or the doctrines of men. Knowing the Word of God that has been placed within our hearts and within our lives for this hour, that we are expanding, or God is expanding our consciousness. He's already taken us out of sin consciousness. And we are already beginning to see that we are walking with a great big God that loves, that cares for, that has brought humanity along to this point. I mean, His promise in the beginning was for a Messiah. And look how long the world waited for that Messiah to be born. Isaiah saw Him, but he didn't live to see that day. But he, in the fullness of time, He came. And in the fullness of time, this Son is going to be birthed into the earth. God's going to take the cover off and unveil the perfect work that He has done in this earth, in this humanity, that He has fed, nurtured, that He has taught, that He has unveiled His Word within, and caused to grow up into the fullness of Christ, which is the head, into the fullness of the knowledge of the understanding of who God is and who we are as His child. That work of the unveiled sons of God in the earth will be a product of what all of our lives have been. See, we can look back now and see, even in years and years ago, that God's hand was so laid upon us that we did not fit into the normalcy of Christianity. We didn't understand it then, I didn't. But that He has taught us every step of the way, and He's going to continue to do it. That His ministry has been placed in the body to edify and to grow the body up and to lead us in the way. And you know, in this hour, I believe that our obligation, I don't know if we should say it that way or not, but I believe that with the understanding we have today, that God is in control of all things, that God's purposes were put into effect before the world began, that we're walking out that purpose, that what does matter in our lives is not that we hear some new doctrine or hear some eloquent speaker, but right now where we are, I believe the important item in our lives is coming into a relationship with the Father. I mean, we are seeing Him as He is, and He is lovely indeed. He is nothing to be feared. He's not standing there with a rod of iron or just waiting or holding us over the gates of hell with a thread, waiting to be burnt. But He is molding us with His loving hands into a vessel of honor that is going to be birthed into this earth as a son, that will be a son that will be Christ in the earth, speaking the words of God into creation with love and compassion. I mean, He is one that is lovely indeed. He is a bright and morning star. He's a lily of the valley. He is the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the omnipotent God. He is the all-knowing God. He is the all-powerful God. And yet in all that He is, He lives and He dwells within each of us. And He cares for what we're going through with at this time. And He will guide us with His eye. And His light will light the pathway that we are to take. Not only is this a corporate man, but it's also an individual man. And right now that individual person, each one of us, is coming into relationship with God. And He's bringing everyone along at the same time to be unveiled into the earth, to show forth His glory and His praise, and to speak His word into creation. We can never say it enough. He loves you. He loves us unconditionally. His moldings, His fire, what He's doing in our lives is done through love, because He sees the end product. He's already promised that what He has begun, He will finish. That He is going to bring forth in this earth a son that will set creation free. And you and I are that son that are being birthed in the earth in this hour. And I know that I don't like the birthing pains. And I don't think any of us like the birthing pains. But I can honestly say, Father, let it be. Whatever it takes to bring this son to maturity, let it be. For we are growing up into God, spiritually growing up into God. And that our mind is being changed, transformed, and metamorphosed day by day by the word that He is speaking within us. And His hand has been so heavily laid upon our lives that He is leading and guiding us each step of the way. And that we are the clay that is pliable in His hands, allowing Him to mold and to shape and to form us into that vessel that He has already predestined us to be, conformed to His image, being birthed into His image in this world. And we just glorify Him and praise Him and worship Him. For He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all of our honor, of all of our glory, as we walk with Him and as He walks with us. As His word whispers in the wee hours of the night, over and over again, I love You. As His hand is felt in the midst of the storms. As His light is seen when we cannot see the next step that we're to take. As He illuminates our being with His presence. And our consciousness grows and expands into our understanding of Him. Then the more we see Him, the world, we see a God of love and mercy and understanding. The more we see Him, the more we see a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. The more that we see Him, the more we see His love. And the more we see His love, the more that love is beginning to flow through us into creation. Amen.